Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The High River flood of 2013 left a devastating impact on southern Alberta, on the landscape, the economy, and on families who lost their homes. But what does that disaster mean for people's long-term health, especially children? Dr. Don Kingston is a researcher and an assistant professor in the Faculty of Nursing at the University of Calgary.
So the project is really designed to understand primarily how children are resilient or how they cope with an adversity like the flood. We also have the opportunity to look much earlier into these children's lives. It's one thing that distinguishes this study from other disaster studies is that we actually have been studying these families and children since the mothers were pregnant. But we're also able to look then at some of the things that even happened earlier in these children's lives that might be classed as adverse circumstances. And so we're using that as well to understand how these children cope.
Dr. Kingston says the funding for this large study comes from Alberta Innovates and will help identify people at risk for long-term problems. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.